The Low Impact Lowdown, brought to you by CDP. Aligning water disclosure, risk and governance, the challenge for Australia. CDP Australia Water Report 2013. 50 of the top 100 companies on the Australian Stock Exchange were approached by 530 investors to participate in CDP's annual water information request. In this report, we analyse data submitted by responding companies and discuss the exposure, risks and opportunities water-related stresses can present to big business. Here, we will also assess the management responses disclosed and how water-related stress may impact corporate Australia in the future. Comparisons in this report are made against the Fuse Global Equity Index Series, the Global 500. Failing to meet investor calls. ASX companies failed to meet investor calls for transparency of water-related risk. Of the 50 approached, only 23 companies responded. Though response rate has risen steadily since 2011, it remains 25% lower than the Global 500. The highest response rate came from the consumer staples sector, whilst the utilities and consumer discretionary sectors were the lowest, with no responses at all. The energy sector also returned a low response rate. This could prove to be problematic in time, as these low-disclosing sectors impact heavily and have an intrinsic dependence on water supplies. In Australia, the business impacts of water stress are already being felt. Increasing urbanisation is putting a strain on the quality and quantity of water resources, often leaving companies to compete with local communities for access to water. It is understandable then that investors are becoming more concerned at how companies deal with water stress. Exposure, risk and opportunity. ASX companies are most exposed to water-related stress. In comparison to the Global 500, they have over twice the percentage of operations in water-stressed areas. In addition to this, 83% of respondents recorded having detrimental water-related incidents in the last 5 years, meaning this increased exposure to stress may be directly bad for business. Companies have begun to highlight the risks that water stresses present. However, the identification of these risks is slightly lower than expected. Overall, 65% of ASX respondents reported exposure risks that have the potential to cause substantial changes to business operations by way of revenue or expenditure. Furthermore, the number of companies unable to identify whether or not they are at risk is around 8%, 5 percentage points higher than that of the Global 500. ASX companies are beginning to understand problems presented by water-stressed areas. Physical and regulatory risks, such as flooding, are of the most concern. 82% of all events are expected to emerge in the next 5 years. Such risks are beginning to inform the decisions of insurers, asset managers, and asset owners. A report released by a coalition of investor groups in August 2013 indicated that 81% of asset owners and 61% of asset managers consider climate change, which directly impacts the water cycle, as being a considerable risk. ASX companies are choosing to highlight opportunities in safeguarding water supplies rather than the problems that they may present. Companies are investing to create new products and services, as well as implementing new protocols in order to improve the efficiency and financial return of operations. Management response. ASX 100 companies are beginning to take water governance seriously. Nearly all respondents reported having a water policy, strategy, or plan, and 61% have board-level oversight. The majority of such management plans aim not only to assist direct operations undertaken by the companies, but also take into consideration community engagement, future transparency of management protocols, whilst also incorporating public policy within water governance. This CDP Australia Water Report displays how ASX companies are demonstrating efforts to manage corporate water issues by highlighting risk, preparing mitigation strategies, and investing in opportunities that will help safeguard water supplies. However, the response rate remains considerably lower than that of the Global 500 benchmark. Australia is predicted to suffer an increase in extreme weather events over the 21st century, placing yet more stress upon water reserves. Investors are beginning to call for greater transparency of water-related business impacts. Furthermore to this, the Australian Stock Exchange Corporate Governance Principles and Recommendations outline several principles that explicitly discuss the management, risk mitigation, and disclosure of water-related issues and encourage an increased level of transparency from the corporate sector. Therefore, we would suggest ASX companies to take up CDP disclosure in order to meet these requirements.
The Low Impact Lowdown, brought to you by CDP.